Hi there, it's a pleasure to have you back again at this podcast with me. And I want to introduce a very particular wine which I'm really big fan of. It's a very special style from Tokaj. It's called Samorodny. Now, Samorodny, the wine itself, has a long-standing history. It goes back to the 16th century. Tokaj, we are in the northeastern part of Hungary, the Tokaj wine district. And Tokaj is famous for its sweet wines. And there are in particular two very, very famous sweet wines. One of them is Ossu. Everybody knows that. And the other one, which was actually the earlier one and the first one basically, was Samorodny. Now, the first mentioning of Samorodny goes back to 1570, to the 16th century. Back in those days, they made two style of wines. One generic, basic, or ordinaire wine, they called it back then. And the other one was the Föbor, which is in, if you loosely translate it, main wine, chief wine, top wine. I don't know, Fö means main or chief, if you want. And the big difference between those two wine styles was that the generic wines, they were basically healthy grapes, right? They were just generic grapes, sometimes picked earlier and so on and so on. And the Föbor had some botrytis, had some noble rot, had some shriveled berries on the vine, some concentrated grapes, concentrated in terms of sugar, sweetness, aroma, flavors, and so on. And they harvested those things together. So again, you have one, the generic wines, when you had only the healthy generic berries, you know, like you would get in any dry wine if you want. And then you had the Föbor, the chief wine, main wine, where you had in one cluster of grape, you had healthy berries and you had berries which were affected by Botrytis cinerea. And you harvested this berry, this cluster, together. You didn't mix, you didn't separate them in any way like they later did for Ossu wines and so on and so on. You basically harvested together. What happened was, you know, they had more acidity, you had more alcohol, you had more sweetness, you had a wine which had more longevity, a higher quality basically. And back in those days, the Polish people, they were a big fan of Tokaj wines. And they kind of figured out, you know, this is a pretty good wine, and this wines we can age. And so they took a lot of barrels back then also to Poland. And there's a saying which says that, you know, Tokaj wine is grown and made in Hungary, but it was aged in Poland. So, you know, they were kind of, you know, taking those barrels back to Poland and aging them and so on and so on. They had special wine merchants and wine commissions, you know, to judge those wines. And since Föbor is a Hungarian word, they came up with a Polish word as well, Samorodny, which literally translates as it's born. And you know, this is how I was taught this back then when I was studying about wine. And when I had my first presentation in Krakow at the Enno Expo wine show, this goes many years back, and I was kind of really nervous, you know, and I'm in front of all these Polish people there, and I really wanted to have a Samorodny back in the tasting then, and said, I hope I'm saying this right, that this is actually a Polish word, Samorodny, and it literally translates as it's been born, as it's been grown. And yes, and they all, yes, this is right, you know, and they know about this. And this was just a fantastic story. This was really amazing when you saw those people in the audience, and they've kind of really, they had a sip of history, which they actually partly created through the name as well. So this goes back to those days of wine trade as well. And, you know, this is why one of the reasons Tokaj wine was famous, because there's so many people were involved, you know, one in the making and one in the trading and distribution. This was so crucial, still crucial today, of course. And let me introduce you to one of my most favorite sweet Samorodny wines from the Gizella winery. László Szilágyi, his grandmother, his name, it's her name actually. Gizella was the grandmother's name. And this is a 2018 sweet Samorodny. And I'm telling you why this is one of my favorite wines, because in 2021, I tasted this twice in a blind competition in a wine tasting. One was the Wine Lovers tasting, again, you know, blind competition, you know nothing about wines. Lars Sommeroden in the lineup, beautiful. I tasted it. Lots of sweet fruit, burst of sweetness, richness. You know, I wrote down a lot of things. I give it 95 points. Amazing wine. I really enjoyed it. This was in 2021 summer. And then roughly 4 or 5 months later, in I think in October it was, we had a tasting wine competition for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade. They kind of said were selecting some wines. Again, blind tasting, you know nothing about that. Only sweet wine, flight just before the Ossus. Again, comes up this wine in the blind tasting. Beautiful, rich, sweet fruit, very lush. It has a modern touch, but still has that kind of fresh acidity, beautiful, high amount of sweetness, tropical fruit, endless, beautifully precision and very stylish. It's like a precision point guard, if you want, who can play in to 1 to 4, basically, you know, being point guard, shooting guard, even small, maybe even power forward, you know, so rebounding, giving up with the ball, you know. It's kind of a Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, the guy. It's amazing, that kind of precision, you know, kind of you can dribble it, can shoot anywhere and also rebound. So plays it any positions, 1 to 4, very good. Basketball energy. Lars Lucilliati, by the way, shout out to him, as a big basketball fan. Yeah, again, this tasting, blind, 95. Scored it 95, exactly the same score. I have to look up my tasting notes, what I wrote back then, you know, in terms of rights, but the score was exactly the same. So it is one of my all-time classic and favorites. I'm going to pour this 2018 Sommerodne from Laszlo Szilágyi Gizella Winery. Beautiful, deep golden color. I love that gold color. And in the nose, you could almost dive in that kind of lush, rich tropical fruit. This pure cleanness. This is, I think, very important when we talk about wine. I mean, it should be all about fruit. This is pure fruit. This is 200% fruit. Beautiful botrytis, lovely mango, papaya, guava. You get all the kind of tropical notes as well. Ripe apricot. I love those kind of ripe apricot. Apricot marmalade, apricot jam, that kind of lovely note as well. You get a bit of the spiciness, bit of the floral notes as well in the background. You get a sweet spice, got a bit of gingerbread, bit of honey. But it's pure fruit. It's very young. It's 2018, so it's very young. Let me just give you a few dates notes on the wine itself. When we talk about the wine, 54% Furmint, roughly 37% Hachelevelu, and then roughly 8% Chardonnay, Muscatel, Muscat Lunel. Those are the three varieties. Obviously, Chardonnay, Muscatel gives a kind of bit of floralness, Hachelevelu, a bit of a softness, smoothness, again, a bit of a floralness, Furmint, the backbone, the sweetness. Different vineyards, you know, Boyus, Lechtar, Koste, Derg, and Silvöld, those single vineyards. Harvested between the end of October and end of November, from the 20th of October to the 19th of November. I mean, the thing is, you know, while Sommerodne is a typical wine you can make out without electricity, this is some of the unique features of Sommerodne as being the first notable wine which would receive foreign acclaim out of Tokaj. It is still, you know, you still have to pick it a few different dates because botrytis is not coming at all the same time. Yeah, you're taking the same cluster, sure, you're not making any selection, but you still have to have botrytis within the cluster itself. So it's not that all easy, actually. It's been bottled in 2019, 10th of July, so it spent 6 months in barrel as well. Hungarian barrel, usually what people do, 6 months in barrel. And this is the new law since 2013 that sweet Sommerodne has to be obviously minimum 45 grams per residual sugar, meaning sweet, and it has to spend minimum 6 months in oak in barrel. So that's really good in one way. And yes, there are two schools of Sommerodne if you want. One of them is on the lower, and we're talking about the sweet ones at the moment. The dry Sommerodne, different podcast, different topic. We're going to talk different time about that. Also, I'm kind of a sucker for dry Sommerodne, but it's a very difficult subject, difficult wine. Going back to sweet Sommerodne, again, it has to be sweet, right? Minimum 45 grams residual sugar. And there are some wineries which kind of going to the lower side, you know, kind of 80, 90, under 100 grams of sweetness, which is okay, I guess. Then you have the other side, you know, the supercharged ones. And this is a supercharged one. I'll tell you in a moment what the sugar, the natural sweetness is in this wine. I'm kind of in the middle in between, but if I have to pick one side, I would go with the supercharged one, because you need a bit of sweetness. You need that kind of concentration. That, yeah, and sure, you can go way above as well. Again, this is a good example that this is a prime example that sweet Samorodny with 173 grams of Russell sugar, it's perfect, it's excellent. Because the balance of the acidity is there, you get that kind of freshness all around, 7 grams of acidity and 11 ABV. So it's not too high in alcohol either. Could it be an Osu? Technically, analytically, yes. But again, for an Osu, you would need 18 months of oak aging. And fun fact, in a Samorodny, in a sweet Samorodny, there's actually more botrytis than in an Osu, generally speaking. Okay, so we have one of those 5,988 bottles which were made out of this wine, just opened, and I'm just going to enjoy it. Again, I told you the nose is beautiful. Tropical fruit, endless, it just, with air, you could just kind of mind of meditation. It's actually not the sweetness which comes at the beginning. It's a kind of roundness. This was my initial impact when I had the wine. It just felt really round, really pure. And then the millisecond after this, sweetness hit. Sure, 170 grams, rich, supple, sweet fruit, a lot of passion fruit, maracuja. But it's endlessly fresh. So you get a kind of roundness, the softness, suppleness of the wine. Then the sweetness, and then the acidity kicks in. That the freshness, it just charges it. You have, you need a good chassis, right? I mean, if you have a big engine, I'm really bad with cars and all that, but it's, I told you, a supercharged Samorodny, this is one of them. If you have the strong power of engine, meaning natural sugar, you need a good chassis. You need something to cover it, and acidity is that what it covers it. So that's, it's not an Osu, because Osu would be much longer. It would be more complex. It had more layers because of the oak, because of the aging. Again, it's more about the precision and feeling. But this drinks really well, despite the high sweetness. Just refreshing and bright. It's just a palate cleanser, and it is really enjoyable. I really enjoy that. And again, you know, it's one of those wines which can play on all sides of the court. Slightly bit of floral touch as well. And then you have the pure honey, the kind of botrytis kicking in as well. The purity. And I love that kind of freshness. It's really enjoyable in many ways. So this is a wine, you know, again, to enjoy it, have fun with it. And you can also think about the wine and savor it over a longer period of time as well. So thanks a lot for joining me. Sweet Samorodny from 2018, Gisela Winery, Tokaj. See you.